to Hunterdon Media Lab, a podcast by students for students. Let's begin.
Hey guys, welcome to this podcast. I'm not 100% sure of the name, but that's okay. My name's Izzy, and I'm your host. I have a very special guest with me today, Bella.
Hey, Izzy, how you doing?
Good, how are you? So, Bella, you and I today, we're at the media convention for Student Press Day at DelVal. And there was a very special keynote speaker who shared some very important values and lessons with us. So let's just chat about that.
Yeah, of course. It was a really, really insightful program. And she had so much wonderful advice to offer us, a lot that we could take away from. So I guess we could really just start by bouncing some ideas off of three of the biggest takeaways.
Yeah, there were nine, but there was three big ones that we got.
Yeah. So actually, one of the first ones that stood out to me was knowing your audience. So something that she talked about a lot was just the idea of understanding who you're communicating with, understanding your place and relationship to who this audience is, who you're trying to reach. And I thought that was something that stuck out because, like, it is Student Press Freedom Day. It's important for us to share our opinions with, you know, other people.
Yeah.
And I think knowing your age is, like, not a limitation, but that it's, like, something valuable and helpful.
Yeah.
Like, that was something great to learn. Tell me, what did you think?
I would say, like, I'd have to agree because of what you and I do here at DelVal. I mean, if you guys probably don't know, but we are part of DVTV, which is the media class at DelVal, and Bella and I are the anchors. We're co-anchors together, so we make like a lot of videos, a lot of content, and I feel like our teacher asks us all the time, like, what should we put out, what is interesting, what's gonna get the audience. And I feel like we know, just because of like our age and where we are in this world right now, you know, like, we're about to graduate, we know what's hitting, we know what's popular on social media, and I feel like that's couldn't be more true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked up the say yes, then catch up. So basically what she meant by this was, like, you don't have to be ready going into it, but you become ready by going into it. You become ready by experiencing and living it, and it's just like this whole experience in of itself, and you just say yes to something that makes you uncomfortable, and then you just learn from it. What about you, Bella?
Yeah, I took away something really similar. I thought that it was, you know, important, and it's something that I've experienced before a bit too. I think as a high schooler, you begin to experience like different things as you explore what high school has to offer. So for me, this came into play when I was like first getting involved with a lot of clubs here on campus at DelVal, not really knowing what I was getting into. I joined like Key Club and Student Council and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see that in her career, she was able to, you know, expand upon that, basically. It's something that, like, I hope to continue doing.
Yeah.
Is that, like, when you're young and you try new things and you want to see, like, what life has to offer you, a great way to do that is by starting to join clubs and do new things. And, you know, that's something that'll carry on with you throughout your career. Because as our speaker, Megan Murphy, told us today, it's that throughout her career working in, like, publications and things like that, she was able to say yes and then figure out like what that would mean for her and what it would require of her. And a great way to start is just getting involved early on. So when you're young, like, just kind of go for it and it'll become habit. It'll be something you can continue to do.
Yeah. And I feel like going based off of that, she also did hit like, don't let go of a dream. Like, she had so many dreams when she started and then she ended up getting there, but she did also say that the dream didn't change, the path did. So I feel like that's so true for anything you do, whether it's in school, whether it's like outside of school. I feel like that's just so true, and I couldn't agree with her more. What about you?
Yeah, I think that helps me feel optimistic about the future too, knowing that you don't really need to have everything planned out right away. I think it was helpful because since we are seniors and like we're moving forward in life, we're going to move on. There's life after high school. There's plans that you might have now that aren't going to be there. There's like avenues that you don't even know are there yet. And I think knowing that you can have a dream and you don't have to let it go, you can use it to guide you, to follow you, that can be your North Star. But it might not be the end goal or the end result. It could just be like a milestone. It could be a stepping stone, or it could be something that alters a little bit, but it's just something that helps you find your path. And the path can change. So even if the dream doesn't, the path might. And you'll end up basically wherever you're meant to be. there's sort of a destiny that you're meant to fulfill.
Like wherever the wind takes you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a positive way of looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, good way to think about the future.
Yeah. So I feel like she was a great keynote speaker. I thought she was great. She sent the message and I just felt it was great.
Yeah, I was also very inspired. So I actually want to say thank you to Megan B. Murphy.
Thank you, Megan B. Murphy. Go follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm glad that she's here today.
Don't worry.
We did.
Yeah.
At Megan B. Murphy.
At Megan B. Murphy. And what was the other thing?
She said that she's on Substack as well.
Substack. I don't know what that is. It kind of seems like Instagram.
Yeah.
Visco mixed together, but you share your thoughts. That was great. I thought that she was great. Yeah. I'm so happy, and I loved listening to all of her 9 lessons. So she has started small, then ended up big, Grammy or Emmy. Yeah. So yeah, unfortunately, we do have to cut it here though. I don't know about you, Bella, but I did have a great time talking to these Spotify listeners.
Yeah, thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We are also so grateful to everyone who's able to attend DelVal's Hunterdon County Student Media Convention. We're so grateful that we get to host.
Yeah.
And we just appreciate everyone who is here today. We hope everyone's having a great time and enjoying themselves. We hope that even more people come out next year. And since this is the end of our podcast today, we thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you, guys. Okay, well, I'm Izzy Diem.
And I'm Bella Diaz.
And until next time,
bye.